I ask you to turn with me to 1 John chapter number 1 this morning. I promise you I'll be as brief as the Lord allows me to be. I thank Brother Kevin for last Sunday preaching the word. I thank Brother J.D. for preaching the word Sunday night. And I thank Brother Jake for preaching it Wednesday night. I listen to all three, and I thank God for them men and the word that they bring. And man, the Lord's just laid something on my heart this morning. I want to share with you. I want to share with you my heart. I want to share with you my thoughts. But most of all, I want to share with you the Word of God. Thus saith the Word of God. I don't want to give you my opinion, but I want to give you the Word of God. And here's what it is. Line your talk up with your walk. Line your talk up with your walk. If you say you're a Christian, be one. Brother Paul Jeffries, you nailed all over it this morning, Sunday school. If you say you're a child of God, be one. If you say you're a Christian, be one. If you say you're a Christian, act like one. If you say you're a Christian, walk like one. That's simple, ain't it? That's very easy. That's not confusing. You said, preacher, there's no way anybody that's born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, walks different than Christianity. Yes, they do. The Bible says that if you say that you're a Christian, we must be one. This morning, I want to show you in 1 John chapter number 1 in verse number 6. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Line your talk up with your walk. If you're going to talk it, walk it. Amen? 1 John chapter number 1 in verse number 6, the Bible says, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say, here it is again, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But here it is again. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar. Let me read that one more time. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him, who's that? Jesus Christ. We make Him a liar. And His Word is not in us. Father, I do love You and I do thank You for this day. I thank You for the feeling that I have on the inside right now. I thank You for that, but I thank You that I'm not saved on a bunch of feelings or emotions or any of them things. I'm only saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. I have put my faith, hope, and trust in nobody and nothing less than Jesus this morning. And Father, I pray for the next few moments that You illuminate my mind and loosen my tongue and let me just preach, thus saith the Word of God. Lord, if they be one lost, I pray You'd save them. If they be a Christian that's backslidden and they can't be, You can't tell a difference in them and a lost person, Lord, I pray they'd rededicate their life this morning. They'd get back in fellowship with You. They'd walk with You and they'd talk with You the way it's supposed to be. Father, I love You and I thank You. I thank You that You've laid this word on my heart. Lord, I thank You for the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank You for the choir. I thank You for Sister Denise. I thank You for the ones that preach while we're gone. Father, I thank You for this church. And Lord, for the next few moments, You just preach the way You want to preach, and we'll be thankful for that. Father, we love You. Father, we thank You. I ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Line your talk up with your walk. Here's we come. John said, if we say, and this is what it means. He said three different times, if we say in verse number 6, and then in verse number 8, he said, if we say, and then in verse number 10, he says, if we say. Man, there's a lot of people saying a lot of things. Amen. They're saying a lot of things, but what they're saying is not lining up with the way that they're walking, and they're walking this walk of Christianity. Hey, John said, if we say, that means our talk should match our walk. If a person says that they are a Christian, then they should be found walking like a child of God. When a person talks one way and walks another way, it's very dangerous, and they need to understand that that's not how it's supposed to be. If they say they're Christians but they walk different, they're in trouble. You say, preacher, If they say they're a Christian, but they walk different, how do I warn myself against that walk? How do I know the way that I'm walking and the way that I'm not supposed to walk? Well, if you'll look with me in verse number 6, the Bible says that walking in darkness does not line up. As a child, Brother Hagin, I love that this morning with that glow stick. Walking in darkness does not line up. As a child of God, we must not walk in darkness this morning. The Bible says in verse number 6, if we say that we have fellowship with Him, if we say that we've been born again, if we say that we're walking with Christ, if we say that we're a child of God, if we say that we know Jesus, if we say that we're heaven bound, if we say that all these things about Christ Jesus, but we walk in darkness, we lie and the truth is not in us. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Do you mean that my walk is just as important as my talk? I would say this morning is equal. They go co-equal this morning. If I say I'm a child of God, I must walk like a child of God. And the Bible says walking in darkness does not line up. If there's darkness in your life and you're walking in that darkness, I want you to know this morning we should not walk that way, but we should walk in the light as He is in the light. The Bible says in Matthew chapter number 15, in verse number 8, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and they honoreth me with their lips. He said, with their mouth, they're speaking Jesus, and they're getting close to me. He said, but their heart is far from me. That's Matthew chapter 15, in verse number 8. He said, they draw nigh unto me with their mouth. They honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In Luke 6, 46, the Bible says this, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Hey, folks, this morning, can I say to you as your pastor and as a child of God this morning, we must do what the Word says. Amen. You say, well, I've been born again. Well, we ought to do what this book says. I see not only walking in darkness doesn't line up, but in 2 Corinthians 13, 5, the Bible says, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. You say, preacher, what is that this morning? This morning, all I can tell you is this, as that as a child of God, you must examine yourself. I can't examine you. Brother J.D. can't examine you. But only the Word of God will examine a person's life. If you've got darkness in your life, and you're living in darkness, and you're living in that area, and you have fun in it, and you enjoy it, this morning, I say to you, you be careful calling yourself a child of God. A child of God has no fun in sin. There is no fun in sin. Even though the Bible says they're fun in sin for a season. Friends, that's for a lost man. That's not for a saved man. Somebody that is saved and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, they ought to have no fun in sin. They ought to have no fun looking at sin. They ought to not laugh at sin. They should shun sin and get away from it and say, I'm not going that way. I'm not living that way. The price has been paid too much. It's too big of a price. Hey, somebody died for me and shed their blood for me on a hill called Calvary, and I must live the way that my Savior's went before me. I must not walk in darkness, but I must walk in the light, the glorious light of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I see we must not walk in darkness. Walk in darkness does not line up my tongue with my walk. But let me give you something else that I believe old Satan uses. Not only if we say that we've had fellowship with him and walk in darkness, look at the darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Have you ever had a brother you couldn't fellowship with? Amen. They just got an old sour spirit. You just can't be around them. You can't hang out with them. You can't get with them. Well, it's either they're not a brother or they're not in fellowship. Amen. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Now let me stop right here and say this. Walking in darkness doesn't line up. But also walking in deception or being deceived doesn't line up. It doesn't line up. Folks, you cannot be saved, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and live the way you did before you got saved. You cannot do it. Listen to me, I am your pastor, and I'm trying to tell you from the bottom of my heart, there is a difference, there's a change that comes in that person's life, and you can't do the same things and have joy in them. This morning he said walking in darkness doesn't line up, but also walking in deception does not line up. Look what he says in verse number 8. If we say that we have no sin, we say we have no sin. Folks, this morning can I say to you, everybody in this room has sinned. For all sin and come short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ is our Lord. And this morning as I come and I see this, my walk and my talk must line up. It must line up exactly like Christ Jesus would have it line. I see walking in darkness doesn't line up, but also walking in deception doesn't line up. The Bible says in 1 John chapter number 2, you're right here at it, in verse number 4, he says, he that saith, I know him. He that says, I'm a Christian, I'm born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. He that says this now, the one that proclaims they're a Christian, the one that says, I know Jesus, he that said, I know him and keep not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. You know what we want to do now in the age of grace? Remember the Old Testament. That's the old Ten Commandments. That's the old law. That's the old stature. That's the old nature. That's the old law. We don't have to worry about them. We don't do nothing with them. They've been fulfilled. They've been took care of. Yes, they have been fulfilled. Jesus said he'd come not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. In the Old Testament, I told them in Sunday school this morning, listen to me. In the Old Testament, in Sunday school, hey, to commit adultery, here's what it had to be. You had to be caught in the act of adultery, and that come up for stoning right then in your life. You would be stoned for doing that. In the New Testament, here's what Jesus said. I want you to know, hey, he upped the ante. If Jesus done anything, he said, if you look on a woman and lust after her, you've committed adultery in your heart. In the Old Testament, you had to literally murder somebody and kill them for it to be murder. But in the New Testament, you know what he said? He said, if you've got hatred in your heart toward a brother, you've committed murder. This morning, I want to ask you, does it look like it's been destroyed or it's been fulfilled? Hey, Jesus just ended it up. He said, if you're going to walk with me and you're going to talk after me, you're going to have to line up and come where I'm at. I see we have to walk and get out of darkness. We have to get out of deception. We was down there at the beach, and Brandy went to her little old conference deal. That little ditty she went and did left me to ride her. A two-year-old and 600 square foot ain't going to work, Brother Hagin. You're going to learn. That boy's sweet right now, but they do wake up. Amen. And that morning he got up and he said, Daddy. I said, yeah, buddy, what? I won't go to the poo. He won't go to sand. He won't go to poo. And I said, you won't go to poo? He said, I won't go to poo. I won't go to poo. So I done got lectured. Suntan lotion. I mean, block. Hat, vest, all saddled up. Can I get amen, daddies? You know what I'm saying? My thing is, just let him go. If he gets some blister, he'll know better next time. But that ain't how mamas work. Mama wants him clothed up, shorts, shirt got to match, hat got to match, everything got to look right, and you got to fix the cooler. I am wore out. Son, I'm wore out. I'm telling you. We get on that elevator, we go down, everybody say, oh, how precious. I thought you ain't seen this joker yet. You ain't seen him yet. He fixed it, come unglued. We get down there to the water. I get get everything ready. I said, hang on, buddy. Get everything put up. And I'm talking about not walking in darkness now. And don't be deceived. We get everything put up. We go to stick our foot off in the pool. And that woman said, hey. Turn and look. I said, yeah. I noticed wasn't nobody in the pool, but I didn't know what was going on. She said, you can't get in the water. I said, why can't I get in the water? She said, it lightened a while ago, and you got to wait 45 minutes before you can get in. I thought, what's 45 minutes? I got this. We waited around there a little bit longer, just a little bit longer. We was probably 30 minutes in, and she come over there, and she said, sir, I said, yes, ma'am. She said, it lightened again. Okay. She said, 45 minutes starts over right now. I said, so we can't get in the water? You know, I mean, 20 won't help this out none. She's like, you can't get in the water. Let me tell you what, you said, well, I'd have been mad. I wasn't mad. But I tell you what, I didn't want to be deceived. You know what me and my son did? We got out, we got up, and we got back up there to the top. I got a picture of him sitting on a bucket. Brandy knows he does. He's sitting on a little bucket looking out the window at the water. I said, preacher, what is he looking at? He's looking to see who's going in that water. He's looking to see who can go in because he can't go in. He's looking to see what's going on because he can't go down there. He's been told one thing, and he wants to make sure another kid ain't doing another. Listen to me, somebody, this morning. There's going to be people going to be sitting there watching your wall. Watch, when I seen that kid looking out that window, that's nothing more than Christianity. When we get into our walk with Christ Jesus, and we hear the word of God, and he says, do not walk in darkness and do not be deceived. And then you hear somebody say, hey, go drink all the beer you want to drink. Go smoke all the dope you want to smoke. Go whore around. All you want to do, and you're still going to make it into heaven. You listen to me this morning. There's a payday that's going to be paid one day, and it's through the blood of Jesus Christ that we will escape that payday. He's sitting there watching to see what's going on. And there's people in this room right now watching other Christians, and they're saying, they're getting away with it, I can get away with it. You make sure they're a Christian before you start saying they're getting away with it. They say one thing and they do another. You say, don't judge me, preacher. I ain't judging nobody. I've been there and I know what it's like, and I don't want you to be there. I want you to walk in the light as He's in the light. Walk in the light as He's in the light. Get out of darkness. Get out of that darkness. Get out of that deception. If you can walk in them things and you have fun in them, you're deceiving yourself and the truth's not in you. This morning I want to show you this in the Word of God. Man, it touched my heart so much. I want to show you this. He said, walking in darkness doesn't line up. Walking in deception doesn't line up. Proverbs 14:12, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man. There's a way that seems right. There's a way that seems right. You know what I thought about that lady, though, after she wouldn't let my son in the water? I respected her, Brother Tony, because she didn't let nobody else go in. Same way Jesus is. Nobody else is going to get in. I don't have to sit there at the gate. I'm not going to have the authority to sit at the gate. But only those that are washed in the blood of Jesus will come in. You don't have to worry about it. I thought, I seen that woman. She never let one kid get in that water. She did her job. She done what she was supposed to. Why? She tried to keep them safe. Let me give you this. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end, therefore, are the ways of death. Galatians 6:7, be not deceived, folks. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. You can't mock God. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap it. Here's what he said. Here's what I wrote down. Anybody that lives in a habitual sin, that is a continuous sin. Continuous. You continuously do the same old thing. You know, that's insanity. Doing the same old thing and expecting different results. That's insane. Who would do that? Who would do that? If a red wall stung you in that corner, you wouldn't go to that corner. Who would do that? Who would go to that? But here's anybody that lives in habitual sins and claim to know Jesus is living in deception. The Bible says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth's not in us. Let me move on quickly. Not only the wrong walk in darkness doesn't line up. Darkness doesn't line up with light, by the way. Coming in, I'm glad you did that illustration. Right out here on the cross, there's a solar light. And before we come into church, I took my Bible and I told Ryder, I said, watch this. Put my Bible over that and make the light come on. The darker it gets, the brighter you're going to shine, son. Hayden, the darker it gets around you, the brighter you're going to shine as a man of God. You may not be shining. You may say, I ain't shining bright right now. You get around stuff that's dark and you'll stick out like a sore thumb, I promise you. Been there, done that. You'll be like a sore thumb. He says this. He says, anybody that lives in darkness, they're lying. Anybody that's being deceived this morning, being deceived, living that habitual sin, loving what they're doing. But let me give you this last thing. A wrong walk that doesn't line up, it demonstrates that the Lord Jesus is not in us. It demonstrates that the Lord Jesus is not in us. How do you know that, preacher? Number one, anybody that says they're saved that's walking in darkness and walking in deceit, number one, is complete disrespect to the Lord Jesus. Complete disrespect to the Lord Jesus. Look in verse 10. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar. If I say I'm a Christian, born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, and I'm living like the lost man lives, I call him a liar. I'm telling him I'm lying. That walk is disrespectful. Listen to this. To walk in darkness, and to walk in deceit, and to walk a walk that demonstrates that Christ Jesus is not in us but saying he is, that walk's also dangerous. So, preacher, how do you know it's dangerous? Look what he says, verse 10. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. How is it dangerous? Because his word's not in us. I see his walk is disrespectful. I see that walk is dangerous. And I see that kind of walk needs disrupting. I believe a lot of churches, and I'm just saying this as a whole, needs a disrupting. Folks that sit on the pews, men that are behind the pulpit, people that are in the choir, people that lead worship, we need to be disrupted in what we do. We need the Holy Ghost to tell us, don't you walk in darkness to try to draw a crowd. Don't you lie to your folk and let them walk in deceit to try to draw a crowd. If their walk does not line up with Christ Jesus, it's demonstrating that they don't know Christ Jesus. So, preacher, why are you preaching everybody here saved? I pray everybody in this room is saved. That's my prayer. But there's only one person I know of in this place that's saved that I can count on. That's me. Why? Because I was there the day I got born again. I was there. My mama told me about my first birth. I told my mama about my second birth. You get what I'm saying? I was there. I know what took place. I don't have to go and dig up a preacher and find him 20 years later and say, hey, did I really pray the right prayer? Salvation is not in a prayer. It's in a person, Christ Jesus. That if I shall confess with thy mouth, what? The Lord Jesus shall believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead. What will happen? You'll be saved. Prayer is the intercession. We intercede through prayer. We pray through prayer. Pray through the blood of Jesus. But I can't tell you a word I prayed 17 years ago. But I can tell you the man I met, and his name's Jesus. I tell you the man I met, his name's Jesus, and there's a change in my life. I'm no longer in the darkness. I'm no longer there. I'm no longer in deceit, living one way and acting a different way. I'm not that way. I'm not that way. I'm not that way. I'm not the different way, Brother J.D., when I get with my buddies. That's probably because I don't have very many buddies since I got saved. Don't hang out with a lot of people. Why? Because you're different. Anything dead will draw a crowd. You don't believe me? Anything dead will draw a crowd. Brother Jim hit a chicken on the way to work the other day. Brother Jim been working at my house and he hit a chicken. My neighbor's chicken. I had to pay for that thing. They would have kept by the road. Amen. Hit a chicken. I didn't know he hit a chicken. I had no clue he hit a chicken. I didn't know a chicken had been on my property. But I pulled up and I didn't say nothing because, you know, I didn't know if he put deodorant on that morning. I didn't know, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know. I said, something stinks. I could smell it. But Flippo, I could smell it. Something stunk bad. But I didn't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be polite. Y'all know me. I'm trying to hold it together. And I get out there and I said, man, something stinks. I'm talking about it stinks bad. Brother Jim said, on the way to work, I hit a chicken. Didn't even know I hit a chicken. The air conditioned man had to tell me I hit a chicken. He said, I threw it over on the other side of the road. He did. Well, Joel, that thing's dead in the door now. Ain't got a bit of life, but it's still putting off odor. After it's dead, it's still putting off odor. It's still putting off a smell. Even when you're dead, you're still going to be putting stuff off on the life that you've lived. After you're dead and gone and you're put in the grave, you're still going to be putting off an odor of how you lived. Is it going to be of God or is it going to be of Satan? What is it going to be of? Man, we're at the end. We're at the last days. The finish line's out there. It ain't far away. Which way are you going to go? Are you going to cross the finish line? Or are you going to come up short? As I got over there yesterday, started a little fire, got looking around, buzzards. See, even dead stuff, Brother Roy, attracts. That chicken's dead, don't even know nothing else, and it attracts. This morning I want to say to you, it's disrespectful to say you're saved and live like a lost man. But Riley Cagle, is disrespectful. Riley Cagle, if you ever see me out in public and you hear me cussing, you call me out. If we ain't in public, you call me out. If you walk up to my table and I got a margarita with a little umbrella hanging out of it, I don't care if it's a virgin or if it's a real deal. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
You call me out. You say, a man of God shouldn't live that way. Let me back up. A child of God, shouldn't you call me out, son? Don't let me live that way. Hold me accountable. Hold me accountable. He said, preacher, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? He said, Sir Alexander the Great, Alexander the Great, said he had a soldier in his army that just wouldn't do right. Well, where we come from, me and Brother Roy, calls it can't get right. Just can't get right. He said he wouldn't do right. He always walked in darkness, did what was wrong. He's a soldier, Brother Brent, and he's got a way he's supposed to act. And everybody in this room is a soldier. If you're saved, you're a soldier. You may be a cook. You're a soldier. You may be a chaplain. You're a soldier. You may not have a gun on the front line, but you're still a soldier. He said that man always lived in darkness, always in deceit, always deceiving his friends in the bunks and the berries. He said one of them come to him one day, said, you got to do something. Well, you soldier. He said, what's his name? He said, well, Sir Alexander the Great said, funny I should tell you, his name's Alexander. That's his name. He said, really? He said, that's his name. He said, I'll handle it. So he took off. right where that soldier was in his barracks, Brother Harold. Said he walked in there and he said, "Son, what's your name?" He said, "My name's Alexander." He said, "My name's Alexander the Great." He said, "Either straighten your conduct up or change your name. Either straighten your conduct up or change your name." There's a lot of people that say they're born again. I'm pointing one at you and four back at me. There's a lot of people that says they're born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, that they need to change their conduct or they need to change their name. John had said here in 1 John, if we say three times. Now I'm asking you this morning, what do you say? Does your walk and your talk line up? Are you in deceit? Are you in darkness? And are you being disrespectful to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Man, when he hit me with this word, I got thinking about that so much. I want to live the way that he's called me to live. He's delivered me from so much, brother. So much. Haven't had a needle in this arm in 17 years because the blood of Jesus Christ. Because his blood, his mercy, and his grace. He said, "Preacher, that was just for you." "Oh, no, my Bible tells me he's no respecter of persons." "Brother Jonathan, you had a beard and you lived years." I've heard Jonathan tell that testimony many a times. How he's been clean. No more beard. No more none of that. I've heard Brother Whooper tell it. I've heard men around this room. Brother Brad tell he had a needle in his arm. In front. Brother Boyd said he ain't had one in his arm. Just go around this room, men and women, that's not that God's changed. What he changed them for? To bring them out of that darkness. Bring them out of that deceit. And set them on a life that's respectful. That when people sees it, says, "Yeah, they do know Jesus." A while ago, we got to carry a little rider in the prayer room. Brother Paul was long-winded. Brandy didn't get out of Sunday school in time. I'm playing. And he went in there. I got him in there. He's 2 years old. And when I got done, I told them men, I said, "I pray your kids can look at you. One day he's not going to be under the age of accountability. He's going to have to come and make a choice on his own, either follow Christ or follow him not." And I pray this is what Ryder can say one day when he gets that age, whatever that age is. Glad the Bible don't tell it. But when he gets there, he says, "Hey, I tell you what, I'm going to follow Jesus because that's the way my daddy's going." Huh? Huh? I pray he don't look and say, "I'm going to follow Jesus because I see Brother Brent going." Oh, I pray he don't see it all in Brother Brent. I pray he don't see it all in his youth pastor, Brother J.D. And I pray he sees it in you, but not all of it. I pray he can look at home and say, "I'm going to go the way daddy's going." He'll put his little thing on his phone. His little cell phone on the side, put his fake glasses on, get his hammer in his hand. And you say, "Where are you going, son?" He said, "I'm going to help daddy. Daddy ain't no carpenter, but my daddy is." This morning I want to ask you a question. Does your walk and your talk line up? If it doesn't, this morning I'm going to ask you to come to this altar. I believe when John was talking here, he was talking to folks that thought they were saved and they were lost. But I also believe John was talking to folks that were saved. They know they were saved and they were living in darkness. You can do that. You can know you're born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, and be living in darkness. You can. And you're so miserable. Man, I'm telling you what, can't nobody get along with you. And you've even deceived your own self and you think there's fun in it. There ain't no fun in it. But at the end of the day, it's disrespectful to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to ask you this morning, does your walk match your talk? If it doesn't, I'd be in this altar. And I'd say, you say, "Preacher, how do I get it fixed?" He said, if we confess our sin. Right? If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Part is, if we're willing. Jesus lives in your heart and you got any darkness inside of you, I'd ask you to come to this altar this morning and say, "Lord Jesus, get this darkness out of me. Get this dark thoughts I have." Man, I don't know about y'all, my mind sometimes a warfield. Man, things bouncing around. I told Brandy last night, I got men in Texas on text with 12 men, and they say, "Pray for this and pray for that." I don't quit texting back praying because I ain't praying for them. I can't pray. There's so many, I can't pray for them sometimes. I get guilty if I text back praying, and I ain't really prayed. I get my mind's a warfield sometimes, and I got to get along with God. Like I say, "God, talk to me. Please talk to me." He said, "Come unto me. All ye that are weak and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." You're talking about a rest. It'll rest your soul. Sister Denise, as you come. Father, we love you and we thank you for this morning. God, I thank you. Oh, glory. Father, I thank you. I thank you that we don't have to be in that darkness. Father, I'm scared of the dark, physical dark. I'm scared of you. You know my heart. Thank you that I don't have to live in darkness spiritually. Thank you that I don't have to be deceived. That I know that my walk is with you and you alone. Lord, I thank you this morning that you don't allow me to sit back and just, but you just so good to me, Father. You're so good to me. And anytime I go to get out of line and be disrespectful, Lord, you draw me back in. That love and that mercy and that grace. Whatever daddy I'm talking to this morning, I believe there's a daddy being talked to. That if they're a little boy, a little girl, no matter how old they are, if they had to find Jesus in the physical, if they had to find Jesus, could they look to their daddy to see Jesus? If they had to find Jesus in the physical, could they look to their mama just to find Jesus? Father, I pray that as daddies and mamas in this place, we can tell our children, look unto us, because we're looking unto Jesus. Father, I pray you touch. And I pray if anything in my life be not suitable to you, that you change it this morning. Forgive me of my sin, my shortcoming, where I failed thee. In Jesus' holy, precious name, all of God's people said, I ask